County Board of Supervisors, October 1st, 2019. Are there any changes to the tentative agenda? You have an agenda. See, with department heads and elected officials. Kathy Titus, Warren County Auditor's Office. What I think she's trying to say is that the auditor is at a property tax seminar. Rodney Buesner, maintenance.
Good morning, we're staying busy, preparing for some of the cooler months ahead. Other than that, just having an agenda item this morning.
Thank you. Mike Johnstone, Warren County Sheriff.
Morning, Tom, I don't have anything to add, except the river is coming up. I guess we're looking at 17 feet or better, so again, beware of the water and river and changing conditions within that, so it could be interesting again.
Thanks, Mike. Brian Carter, Secondary Roads.
Well, I just ruled out my late season skiing, so, yeah, our projects are still going. So Sperry Bridge has got a little while yet before we get done, but they are making headway. This wet weather does slow things down, obviously. But they're stripping forms when they can, and they'll eventually start working on forming for the railing on the deck. And they have a little dirt work to do at some point still also, so that's moving along. It's nice, a late harvest, because that's kind of the back way into the elevator in Sperry, so one of those years where it actually worked out kind of nice for that side of it. They have a road closed there. Pleasant Grove Road should open today. In fact, my assistant's up there, supposed to be up there to meet the paint crew and the sign crew. And once I hear from that, timing allows some time, I'll let you guys know. But it should open today unless they, for some reason, don't show up. So I may, maybe I'll know that while we're sitting here.
But your government.
They
gotta show up
you. Yeah. They didn't show up yesterday, so. Otherwise, guys are, we had so much rain, of course, that we had some washing and some erosion. Nothing severe, but the guys are out kind of patching some stuff back together. I'd say from what I see that the south end of the county took it worse. I think the rain totals were probably an inch or two heavier when you got down to the south than you were to the north. But all told, we were 3+ inches everywhere, from what I gather, and pushing 4 or 5, depending. I know I heard 5.5 up around Sperry and on the north end of Burlington. So they're kind of piecing some stuff back together where they had erosion and stuff like that. And so otherwise, still working on FEMA projects and warning people that what they're calling about might not be till next year now. As crazy as it is, it's October and we are running out of time, actually. Not just start running out of time. So, anyway, that's it. So if you guys get any calls, don't hesitate to have them call our office or I'll give them a call back or whatever.
Thanks, Brian. Chris Lee, Conservation.
good morning. Despite 4 or 5 inches of rain, Big Hollow Campground was full again this past weekend, which we're in unprecedented territory now. I mean, we've never had high numbers of campers in October ever anyway, and then to have as rainy a weekend as they were predicting, I mean, they called for this all week, so it's not like we didn't know it was coming. So that's fantastic. We got a big event coming up. Our Halloween in the campground is October 12th. You know, we just kind of put this together at the behest of our camp host. You know, she thought this would be something cool to do. It's really looking like this is going to turn into some enormous event. I went out and bought 100 pumpkins for kids to paint. We've got people hitting us up every day. Are the campsites available? Which there's not. And, you know, is there a charge for this? You know, how many people can you take? And so, I mean, we've got a board meeting tomorrow. We're going to talk about logistics. It should be a really, really cool event. We'll cross our fingers if the weather holds out, but should be pretty neat. We'll have pumpkin painting. I know we've got some people that are going to be camping up there that are going all out on decorating their campsite. I mean, they bought just decorations, and our camp host has spent, I don't know, every day for the last 2 weeks working on her decorations. She's got gravestones, and I don't know, she's wanting to build a coffin and all this stuff, so it really should be kind of a neat event. So we're kind of looking forward to that. And then I sent you guys a poll, an online poll for a set up a fall field tour towards the end of this month. Get together, we'll go up there, look at our new pond at Big Hollow, which is filling up quite well now with all this rain. And then we'll run down and finish up at Stars Cave, and we'll go over catching up on our environmental education strategic plan and where we've gone with that and some of the different programs that we've done and all that stuff. So please fill that out when you get a chance. I'd like to, at my board meeting tomorrow night, lock in that date. So I'll need to have heard back from everybody by then if possible. So I think that's it.
Thanks, Chris. Ken Lyman, coordinator of disability services.
Good morning. Bunch of my staff are at that C3 de-escalation training today, so I've had that earlier. It's a really good training. And I heard this morning from Ryan that all 8 counties have signed their resolutions. Everybody was in agreement with the 2080 revisions, so that'll go to the governing board a week from Wednesday. I think that's about it for now.
Thanks, Ken. Zach James, Land Use.
Good morning. Things are going well. Still fairly busy. Had some subdivisions the last few weeks. I don't think we have any out for review right now. We've got a couple people that are inquiring about some things, so it might be a couple more here in the near future. Have a couple zoning permits that we've got submitted in the last couple weeks for some new houses that are being built. So we actually did a site visit yesterday, a little soggy, but we're able to check some setbacks on that. And then I've got several floodplain permits that we're reviewing right now as well. So, and then hopefully later this month we'll be having our first meeting with the Planning Commission, or Zoning Commission, I guess I should say, to start reviewing the ordinances and start that update process. So hopefully be kicking that off later this month.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Anybody? Correspondence.
I have none.
We'll proceed to discussion and vote. We have accounts payable claims in the amount of $843,052.53.
Second.
Kathy?
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Tom Vick.
Yes.
Tom Brooker.
Yes. We have approval of Iowa Department of Transportation agreement for County Bridge Federal Aid Swap for the Mediapolis Bridge fiscal year 19.
I recommend approval. This is just standard paperwork for us. We're already into the December bid letting on these. These are the two bridges. You have two different agreements, two different bridges on Highway 9 on Mediapolis Road. We've talked about these. We're into the bid letting for December. We're going to tie them together ultimately, even though they're two separate projects. So, and we're working on everything behind the scenes. We're finally there, I think. These agreements have to be signed for the DOT. So,
can we move to approve both of them?
Sounds good.
So, we're talking about 5A and 5C, and the 5C is the same run the Mediapolis Bridge fiscal year 20.
Yeah, they're the same agreements with the different terminology in them. They're, like I said, it's really formality paperwork. So,
okay, we have a motion to approve both 5B and 5C agreements.
Kathy? Tom Vick?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Tom Brooker?
Yes.
Thank you. I'll grab those after the meeting.
These are state forms. They can be stamped, or
you can do, yes, you can stamp those. And Kathy, I'll take the originals. I'll leave you copies.
Lisa, what's new at the recorder's office?
Kind of scared me there. No, just keeping busy. Just doing a lot of work with the digitizing and indexing and.
Thank you. Active shooter training. Just over that's your Rodney.
Yeah, I'll kind of go over that. We put it on the agenda. This is the training we had scheduled for a few months back that it got put off, so we rescheduled it for October 8th. As long as you guys are still on board with that, we'll look at closing the courthouse down at 2:30.
October 8th, you said?
Yep, it's next Tuesday, October 8th. Looking to close the courthouse down at 2:30. There'll be a briefing, and then there'll be the drill, and then a debriefing afterwards. There's a lot of people that's been involved with this, and we need to thank Angie from the Joint Safety Committee, Gina with Emergency Management, and her staff. Also, it's not only just a drill for the courthouse, but it's for all the departments. The Sheriff's Department, the Burlington Police Department, the Fire Department, EMS. There's other entities. IAAAP is going to have some volunteers here. Minneapolis Fire, the Wise County EMA, CERT team, volunteers. There's just a lot of people that got kind of put together, and other departments, Des Moines County departments, to be here to kind of help, volunteer, do some things. And usually you want to kind of have all the I's dotted and the T's crossed when you do a drill, but we're about 80% because you don't want everything specifically planned out. So there's going to be a few unknowns because you just don't really know on some things that are going to happen. So that's kind of the whole purpose of having the drill, to try and figure those out in case something does happen. You hopefully have been through the process and kind of eliminate some of the either the errors or things that you didn't realize that you were maybe missing. So do you guys have any questions?
Have we had public notice that the courthouse is going to be closed at 2:30?
We're waiting until, make sure we go through today, and Gina's going to do a press release this afternoon.
Okay.
And then we're going to hang some signs on the door, so.
Okay. I don't think you need approval from us. We're aware of it.
Yeah. Yeah, I just wanted to, it's been a few months since we talked about it. I know we'd planned on doing it before, and circumstances come up, and we didn't get a chance to do it, so. It is going to be quite the event. Main Street may be blocked off for a little bit. I think the bulk of it's going to be around between 3 and 4 o'clock. So there may be some, a little bit of inconvenience out front here and some confusion, but that's all part of it. So.
Assume you have volunteers to shoot the board.
Like I said, we can't give all the specifics, but. But yeah, there's a lot of people that went into putting this together, so we appreciate everybody's cooperation, and it's going to be a great training for not only us, but for all the entities involved in case something does happen. Not only happens here, but if it's somewhere else in the community, it helps them with communication and doing a whole drill. So we really appreciate all the help with all the entities and all the volunteers. Thank you.
Thank you, Rodney. We'll see you next Tuesday. We have personnel actions. We have two for the Des Moines County Sheriff's Office. We have Colton Atkins, Sheriff's Deputy, 6 month step increase. Previous rate was $44,402.96. The new rate is $47,363.18, effective October 22nd. And Thomas, is it Seitz?
Seitz.
Thomas Seitz, a deputy, 6 month step increase. Previous rate $44,402.96. New rates $47,363.18, October 23rd, 2019. These are your two guys that just graduated recently from the school?
Yeah, they're the two new ones, doing quite well.
I see Colton has seniority over Tom by a day.
Somebody had to be first, somebody had to be second.
Second.
Kathy?
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brooker?
Yes. Please congratulate them both for the award.
Thank you much. Thank you very much.
We have a personnel action from the auditor's office, Angie Pates. Is it Pates? Mm-hmm. Angie Pates, 1.25 hours of unpaid time on September 25th, 2019.
Motion approved. Second.
Kathy?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Tom Brooker?
Yes. We have minutes for the regular meeting of September 24th, 2019.
Approved. Second.
Kathy?
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brooker?
Yes. Any other business?
I have none.
Future agenda items?
I have none.
Committee reports.
I attended a workforce training for CEO training for the new regions. That's a 4.5 hour course. We have to go back for some more training. But this law went into effect in 2014, and 99 counties in the state of Iowa has been non-compliant with the new law.
99?
99.
Round number.
So, anyway, we're still in the middle of training. When we get through with it, boy, I'll enlighten you more on what's going on. But we are going to be part of 8 counties now, 6 regions instead of 16. So we go far up into Maquoketa and Dubuque, right, followed right down the river.
We will look forward to that.
I told him yesterday, I said, you know, I said, this here is going to work for being a supervisor. They won't pay us though.
I didn't have anything.
Oh, I have. Public input. If anybody from the public would like to address the board, please give us your name and address for the record. Seeing no one rise with an aye, we're adjourned.
Aye.
We are adjourned.
Can't hear it. Wait,
we've been trying to go the last.
Well, I stayed on Saturday, Zach. I watched the last quarter.
That's the best quarter.
The quarter they lost.
I was listening.